Jack, earlier this morning, I gave my final State of the City address. And we focused initially on D-Day, and specifically on you. And you need to know that there was a stirring round of applause by several hundred people. It's online. I hope someone will make it available to you, but it is well worth watching. So we are talking about D-Day, and it's significant. And it's hard to believe that 80 years ago, we were forcing the end of Hitler's radical regime and the tragedies of Nazi Germany. 9,000 people gave their lives as the American, the British, and the Canadian forces landed on France. And all that effort was for a strip of land, 6 miles long, 2 miles high. But think of the significance of what that meant. And so as we focus on that, Jack, and particularly on your service, I have two things that I want to present to you. The first is a proclamation, and many of you have heard me say that that is the best part of being mayor. You're always recognizing, you're congratulating, you're thanking, and we certainly are doing that today. And in this proclamation, it says that Jack was born in October, in Springfield, October of 1921 in Springfield. He graduated from Springfield, now Central High School, started attending Drury, played for the New York Yankees Farm Club in 1939 in Joplin. Joined the Coast Guard in February of 1942, was a boatswain's mate first class, and 67 years later was made chief boatswain. On D-Day, June 6, 1944, he participated in the mission to rescue wounded soldiers in the icy waters off the coast of Normandy and became part of the 60 Coast Guard cutters named Rescue Flotilla 1. He's received so many awards and medals, including the Bronze Star and the French Legion and the French Legion of Honor Medal. Returning to the United States in 1945, he played football for Cumberland University, studied law at the University of Missouri, was elected to the Missouri House of Representatives in 1951. He opened his own insurance agency in 1952, operating it independently for 40 years. The early 1950s, he was still a ball player, a minor league ball player playing for the Springfield Generals. And retiring from playing baseball, he continued to promote local sports and served on the Springfield Park Board as chairman of the local Chamber of Commerce Athletic Committee and general chairman of the National Softball Tournament. He has enjoyed over 63 years of marriage with his wife, Sis, and they have been blessed with children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. We want to acknowledge the Rachel Donaldson Daughters of the American Revolution as they honor and recognize Chief Boatswain Jack Hamlin of the United States Coast Guard, who, at age 102, was the last known World War II veteran from the Springfield area who served on D-Day. And so, Jack, on behalf of a grateful city of Springfield, it's my honor to proclaim that today, June 6, 2024, is Jack Hamlin Day in the city of Springfield. So be it.